From the book Reflections, From a Walk in the Woods. Our prose poetry is called In a Woodland of Trees, Part 1. The shadow of the woodland canopy is what you remember the most, where you lose yourself in quiet reflection of what inspired you the most, as you walk deep into the shady dark dampness of this ancient mysterious wood, with only dappled sunlight peeking through the trees above. The birds are softly singing, a lovely sweet lament, sitting in the treetops as if they're guarding its entrance. Then inside the birds are all sitting on the branches within, on the lovely silvery birch trees, as if singing a hymn. One little blackbird singing his song tells of his heartbreak after searching his soul. Then another, a wren, takes on a warble that's oh so verbal, as if telling us his woes. It's refreshingly peaceful, now a joyous, jovial song. The birds are happily singing their songs. With the water gently lapping, gushing and splashing as it falls and runs over the rocks and amber-coloured stones under the purest, clear water from the springs down below, making the stream seem alive as it flows all around in an ever-running tinkling of wonderful sounds. A bright golden yellow leaf falls from a tree above. It lands on the water as it's soon swept away. It then ebbs and flows gracefully, being carried along on the surface of water as it bobs along. It gathers its momentum and quickly passes on. The stream runs down through the trees in the wood for miles as it meanders around, out of sight, leaving only its continuous sound. With dappled sunlight shining through the canopy of tree leaves, high above on the wonderful slim silvery trees, light in the darkness, glistening on the water's surface, reflecting its light like bouncing beams. The powerful smell of the woodland, sweet flowers, permeates the air long before they come into view. A beautiful visionary carpet of lavendery blue. The vivid blue flowers surround all my senses, bluebells in their thousands, a profusion of colourful wonder in a carpet of blue. A squirrel family are out for a stroll through the woodland of trees. A mama and her babies looking for nuts as they simply amble along. They stop and study me as I am a guest with quizzical curiosity, but they soon lose interest as they accept me, I guess. They do not run away but resume their food hunt. Oh, look, a little one's found the smallest of nuts. They've all gone in a moment as they run up the trees and they run through the leaves that send them all swirling around in the breeze. It's gone quite quiet after the scurrying of squirrel activities. It's the humming of bees I hear as I follow the sound. It's what takes my eye now as they're all buzzing around. Hey, look, they're all honeybees landing on flowers, so happy and content as they enter the bluebells, slurping up its nectar and rolling in its dust-clinging pollen. They look so funny, as if they're all wearing bright yellow sou'westers. Back and forth they fly to their hive of perfection. They're cleaned up, sent back out, eager to start over, with dreams of their eventual food, that lovely runny honey. The honeybees are busy. I can see their activities. They're making lots of honey that fills in the hive's hexagonal cavities. The honeycomb is overflowing with this rich, thick, bright golden honey as it drips down beneath the hive, plopping in a puddle. All of the animals down beneath are finding this lovely new food source.